Warning. We're probably going to say the F word on this show.
Fuck.
And the S word.
Shit.
And the B word.
Bitch.
And even maybe the C word.
Coronavirus.
Listener discretion is advised. Coming to you from America's quarantined Wang.
That's gross.
This is Florida Man, the podcast for Tuesday, April the 280th. 2020.
That's what it feels like. Each week, we bring you stories from the shady side of the Sunshine State, starring America's most prolific criminal, Florida Man.
And coming up this week in episode 154,
Florida Man gets really casual when working from home.
Florida Man can't tell the difference between Chipotle and Citibank.
Quarantine is making Florida Man narc on his neighbors.
And Florida Man tries to scare off the cops with a pen and paper.
Plus, a Florida Man food fight, fill in the blank, listener email and V-mail, and much, much more.
Oh, Joel. So this is, our fourth one we've had to do in separate. I kind of miss you in the studio, man. I ain't gonna lie. We're doing this remote again.
Yeah.
You're in the he shed.
I don't miss the air, I do miss the air conditioning in the regular studio. Yeah. The he shed is a little warm.
Little toasty.
Yeah. I got my do-rag on to catch up all the, or sop up all the sweat that was dripping down my face last week.
Yeah, we didn't plan this, but you're sporting the green do-rag, and I'm sporting the red do-rag, so we kind of look Christmassy here.
For Florida, yep.
Oh, so what's your beverage of choice tonight, Joel? Water?
Crystal Light.
Crystal Light.
Grape with caffeine.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I've got a, I'm not doing vodka tonight. I got a little cold beer.
I ran out.
We had a... Yeah.
I haven't been back to the store yet.
I didn't break myself last night, but I came close. Had to, decided to have a picnic on the back patio.
Yeah, how'd that go?
Good. Had a good time.
Cool.
Oh, let's see. What else happened this week, Joel? Since we recorded our last one on Monday, and now this is Wednesday, I don't have a whole lot to report over the last 2 days here at the studio. So we may just need to get into the...
All right, yeah, we got a couple long stories this week, so yeah.
All right, we'll just get right in.
Cut to the chase.
All right, story number one comes to us from the Palm Beach Post. Two Florida men charged with DUI at the same time for driving the same vehicle.
That takes talent.
That is talent. Oh, this Palm Beach Gardens police got a call about a reckless driver around 11:30 p.m. Wednesday. When an officer arrived, they found Alfredo Lopez Chaj, age 24, behind the wheel of a running blue Nissan SUV near the Paloma.
You had it right the first
Paloma
time.
Paloma neighborhood. Yeah. Not far from Central Boulevard and Interstate 95, according to the police reports. But by the time the officer got to the vehicle, Alfredo was standing outside the SUV, the report said. His brother, Martin Lopez Chaj, age 20, then slid from the passenger seat to the driver's seat and tried to put the car in reverse in an attempt to flee. But the officer pulled him out, the report stated. By law.
Not a good move.
By law, police say a person is considered driving if he or she is in any way control of a running vehicle, even if it's not moving.
And actually, technically, I think I've heard and... I'm sure our listeners will correct me, but if you have the keys in the vehicle and you're sitting in the driver's seat, you are considered driving.
Really?
So, yeah. So if you had a few too many and you want to sleep it off, don't do it in the driver's seat with the keys in the car. Throw the keys on the ground underneath the car and they can't get you for driving.
Or you could just sit in the passenger seat, Joel, and put the keys in your pocket.
No, even if the cars are still in it or even if the keys are still in it.
Even if you're in the passenger seat?
If you're the only one in the vehicle.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. The report went into detail.
But about, I could be completely wrong.
So. The report went into detail about both men smelling of alcohol and showing signs of impairment. Both, it had noted. Wait, I'm sorry. My screen just went haywire. The report went into detail about both men smelling of alcohol and showing signs of impairment. Both, it also noted, had wet their pants. They pissed themselves.
Little brother's always got to take after the big brother. If big brother does something stupid, little brother's going to jump right in and do it too.
After each was
but
given.
But interesting that they smelled the alcohol over the urine.
Yeah, they didn't. They skipped. Yeah. After each was given a field sobriety test, Martin agreed to a breath test, and a sampling was recorded at 0.21, more than 2.5 times the 0.08 threshold to be impaired while driving. Alfredo refused the test, which triggers an automatic license suspension of a year. Police said neither man had a valid driver's license.
So Alfredo did the right thing, which is, yeah, sure, go ahead and suspend my license. I ain't got one.
Police said that because of the men's conditions, officers were unable to determine how they might have been related. Both men live a block apart from each other in Juniper. They were booked early Thursday morning at the Palm Beach County Jail. Alfredo left hours later on his own recognizance. Martin remained in jail until midday Friday on a $4,000 bond. Alfredo Lopez Chaz is charged with DUI and driving without a license. Martin Lopez Chaz is charged with DUI, DUI over 0.15, and driving without a license.
So they got him for drunk driving and really drunk driving.
Really drunk driving. The two men, natives of Guatemala, are landscapers, the report said. Phone numbers were listed for each on reports, which at least they didn't put that in here. Alfredo's was disconnected, and Martin had no voicemail box. Both men are represented
by...
Why
are they going to call him out for having his phone disconnected?
Both men are represented by the Palm County... Do you really think that was their phone number, too, by the way? Was represented by the Palm Beach County Public Defender's Office, which does not comment on active cases. So, yes, for the first time, we have had two people get arrested for DUI out of one vehicle.
And all dumbass had to do was just stay sitting in the driver's seat or in the passenger seat, and he would have been fine.
Yeah.
But now he's the one that's still in jail on a $4,000 bond because he actually blew into the breathalyzer.
Oh, boy.
Little brothers are dumb. Story number two. Florida man shows up shirtless to a court hearing via Zoom. This one comes to us from ZDNet.com. Working from home requires a different sort of personal discipline and the hope that your dog won't bark at the wrong moment. It seems, though, that some professions have adjusted better than others. In Florida, for example, there's a worrying phenomenon. Some lawyers appear to be taking liberties during Zoom court hearings. Indeed, things have become so difficult that Broward County Judge Dennis Bailey felt compelled to make an announcement on the Weston Bar Association website. He observed, quote, "The judges would appreciate if the lawyers and their clients keep in mind these Zoom hearings are just that, hearings. They are not casual phone conversations," unquote. It's easy to confuse working from home for a very casual Friday. This, though, seems to have reached troubling proportions. Said Bailey, "It's remarkable how many attorneys," and he wrote attorneys in all caps, "appear inappropriately on camera. We've seen many lawyers in casual shirts and blouses with no concern for ill grooming in bedrooms with the master bed in the background. But then there's the naked flouting of decorum. Quote, one male lawyer appeared shirtless and one female attorney appeared still in bed, still under the covers. And putting on a beach cover up won't cover up your poolside in a bathing suit. These are lawyers. How fucked are you? If your lawyer shows up on your Zoom hearing without a shirt on.
Or in bed.
Or in bed, yeah. Still under the covers. One has to wonder, however, just how some of these lawyers thought they were representing their clients to the best of their abilities. There are surely certain basics one should observe when lawyering. It's not as if Zoom court appearances are straightforward. As Bailey explained, quote, Zoom hearings take more time than in-person hearings due to lag time and audio capacity coming online and people talking over each other, which challenges the responsibility to make contemporaneous objections, unquote. The judge insists there are limits on Zoom. Quote, I, for one, will not conduct a two-week expert-laden, hotly contested trial via Zoom. I will reschedule that one for late summer or early fall if we're lucky, unquote. It seems, though, that the shirtless lawyer, the disheveled lawyers, and the lawyer who can't bother to get out of bed don't worry because they're still making money. I fear the judge realizes this, for his last line to the Bar Association is, quote, please stay safe and healthy and lucrative, unquote. Lucrative. So he knows they're still making money.
Wow. Yeah, you're kind of screwed if you're putting your life in the hands of, you know, your whether you're going to be in jail or not on somebody. And yeah, they can't even, she got a, he or she's got a beach cover up on at the pool.
Yeah.
Your Honor, my client.
Yeah. Which, you know, the guy shows up with no shirt on. Which one's the lawyer? Which one's the defendant?
Story number three comes to us from the Tampa Bay, from TampaBay.com. Stay-at-home order turns Florida man into a rat.
Not literally.
Not literally, but we're talking like a rat, like a like a
snitch.
Rat. Snitch. That's what I'm looking for, snitch. Yeah.
A Mrs. Kravitz, if you will.
People made hundreds of calls to law enforcement agencies across Tampa Bay over the past 2 weeks to complain about neighbors not following stay-at-home orders, or at least as they saw it.
I got a lot of neighbors that are doing that.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Just hanging out. People driving back and forth on the golf carts from one house to the other. Just, yeah. There's a karaoke party in the garage across the street from me, like three, maybe four nights a week.
Often, the officers arrive to find nothing enforceable going on. Sometimes, the offenders had already left, and sometimes there was no offense to begin with. Other times, they found clear violations explain the issues, and people listened. Very few got more than a warning. In Pinellas County, for instance, Sheriff Bob Gualtieri, we're just going to call him Sheriff Bob, said last week that arrests in general are way down. What is clear is that people across Tampa Bay are watching each other in ways that range from vigilant to possibly obsessive. Among the 184 non-compliance complaints the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office received in March 27th through April the 5th were reports of weddings, sandlot football games, and pool parties at apartment complexes with dozens of people. Residents called about church services with 10 worshipers and others with more than 50.
10 is the limit, though. You can't go more than 10 people.
Someone called because they saw 50 motorcycles gathered near a McDonald's, but also because there were three cars they didn't recognize in a neighbor's driveway. They called because...
That's a little much.
Yeah. They called because a friend, quote, checked in on Facebook at a nightclub on Gun Highway, and according to a summary of one call to the Hillsborough Sheriff, because of a neighbor walking around outside and not following quarantine while roommates post nude pics at closed state parks, unquote.
Why are you calling the cops on the nude pics? Unless Lord. He's ugly and hairy.
They call the police on homeless men standing outside of mobile gas station, I guess, right?
Yeah.
In Gibsonton. And because they saw people shake hands at Petrol Mart in...
You've had this one before.
Thonatasasa?
Sure.
Someone...
I've only seen it written down. I've never heard it pronounced.
Oh, gosh.
So.
This is killing me tonight.
How'd you like to be in kindergarten and have to learn how to write your city that you
know
live in?
Someone called the cops on a Michael's craft store for being open and on employees at a jewelry store in Dale Mabry for not standing 6 feet apart. Someone called about a lone man selling flowers on the side of the road.
Come on, he's gotta make his money somehow.
And another said that a neighbor had opened his home gym up to the neighborhood.
That's just being a good neighbor.
Hillsborough County deputies arrived at a house in the Lake Magdalene area Friday to find a crowd of 15 people gathered around a wrestling ring in the front yard. Some were wearing costumes.
Was Hulk Hogan there?
Oh no,
he lives up in Tampa.
Oh, he's got to be the Mexican
the luchadores.
Yeah, that's awesome. The deputies explained Florida stay at home order and the crowd dispersed. Apparently before the main event. Well, hell. But it was
I want to see him do some moves in the front yard.
I know. The deputy, but it was more
flying elbow off the culvert.
A DDT from the side of off the roof. Yeah. But it was more than law enforcement. People sent tips to the Tampa Bay Times about people playing basketball. Oh, the humanity. And what they thought were too many people at a boat ramp. People took pictures of pickleball games in St. Petersburg parks and peered through the bushes in Gulfport to snap a covert photo of their neighbor's visitors.
That is way too fucking much. If you're in bushes taking pictures of your neighbor, you're the one that should get the cops called on you.
That's messed up.
That is messed up.
They took myriad photos of people walking Bayshore Boulevard in Tampa.
People can be out walking around.
One St. Pete man posted a night vision security video on YouTube of what appeared to be three teenage girls playfully cutting through his backyard. He noted they were not social distancing.
Well, if they're sisters and they live together, they don't have to.
The image appeared in neighborhood Facebook groups, on Twitter, and on Nextdoor. The captions ranged from friendly calls to please be safe to full-on shaming and name-calling. When the commentators debated sometimes over hours that stretched into days, others posted hashtags like #StayTheFHome.
You can say fuck on this show. Phil.
Oh yeah, and stay home idiots over and over. In a Facebook group for Gulfport residents, one member photoshopped a swastika flag onto the cute pastel bungalow of another resident. They were trying to compare people telling on their neighbors for poor social distancing habits to those who turned in their neighbors in the Gestapo during World War II. Quote, when people are in fight or flight, how interesting that we each become the enemy and the virus the weapon, unquote, says Ann Witt, a licensed mental health counselor and doctor in health philosophy and psychology, in Tampa. She specializes in anxiety-related disorders. Witt said while those neighbor-shaming behaviors might provide a feel-good dopamine hit in the moment and an immediate sense of perceived control, they may do more harm than good.
I like a feel-good dopamine hit every once in a while.
I know. It would be the same, quote, it would be the same if someone feels better by having five drinks after work, she said. It might make them feel better for a while, but it's maladaptive. It's not sustainable, but they feel justified because in their mind, they're going to save everyone on the block. We'd acknowledge there's a fine line and people shouldn't be discouraged from calling the police about serious violations. She suggested people check in with themselves and see if they're reacting on a fear-based level. Quote, I'd maybe ask myself the following. If I look at 3 feet around me, which is all I can control, is there anything threatening my ability right this second to protect myself? Or what's the likelihood that what they're doing could hurt me at this moment? If the answer is nothing, maybe I should step away. And if I
mind your own fucking business.
If I wait 2 hours and another five people have shown up, then maybe I can respond and ask the police, is this okay? That is crazy.
People got nothing to do except tattletale on other people.
I know.
Those are the assholes that in class when the teacher forgot to pass out homework.
Oh, yeah.
Raise their hand. Teacher, do we have homework tonight? Shut the fuck up, asshole.
All right.
Mrs. Kravitz. That's what I always compare them to. You know what I'm talking about?
No. I've heard
Bewitched.
Bewitched. Okay.
The neighbor lady who always sees Samantha, you know, doing the witchy stuff, but nobody ever believes her.
All right, now it's time for the Florida Man Food Fight.
And this week, our Florida Man Food Fight comes to us from ABCActionNews.com. Florida man arrested for DUI after ordering a burrito at a bank drive-thru.
Dope!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Taco Bell doesn't have six lanes, buddy. Tampa man was arrested on Wednesday afternoon for DUI after he reportedly mistook a bank drive-thru for Taco Bell. According to the Hernando County Sheriff's Office, the manager of Bank of America on Mariner Boulevard called to report an impaired driver after he found an unconscious man behind the wheel of a blue sedan in the bank's drive-thru lane. The manager told deputies that after beating on the car window for some time, he was able to wake up the driver. Upon waking up, the driver asked the bank manager for a burrito before driving away after being informed he was not at Taco Bell. When deputies arrived, they found the blue sedan in the parking lot. The driver, Douglas Francisco, age 28, was still in the driver's seat with the car running. The manager of the bank confirmed that Francisco was the same driver who he had called about. According to the arrest report, Francisco made several unusual statements. Deputies also noted that he had delayed reactions to their questions as well as slowed down movements consistent with someone under the influence of prescription narcotics. Now, how can they tell he's under the influence of prescriptions? Except for after this next sentence. After Francisco failed a series of field sobriety exercises, he was placed under arrest and the arrest report states that he had oxycodone and Xanax on him, both of which he was prescribed. But you can't tell that he's under the influence of prescription narcotics. You can just tell that he's under the influence of narcotics.
Right.
The prescription is paperwork. You can't tell that. Anyway, he was transported to the Hernando County Jail on a $1,000 bond.
That's badass. Tried to order a burrito at the Bank of America.
I could go for a burrito right now. Burrito sounds good. It's been a while since I've had a burrito.
Oh, that is classic. Oh, that's cool. I have to remember that one.
Yeah, that's classic Florida man. Are you ready to fill in the blank?
All right, I got it.
Here's your story this week. Fill in the blank. Florida man selling protective masks made from blank.
Hairnets.
Incorrect.
Panties.
Incorrect.
Shit. You sure it's not hairnets?
I'm sure.
Am I
mean, there may be somebody selling them from hairnets, but this is not this story.
From hairnets made from hemp. Hemp.
Incorrect. I'll give you one more and think of your go-to answer, but make it just slightly more plausible for Florida.
Alligator skin?
You know what? I'm going to give it to you because he is selling alligator ones as well, but the headline was python skin. Or, yeah, Burmese python skin. Protective facial masks
Son
are
of
becoming.
A bitch. We finally had. Would you give me anaconda?
I would have given you anaconda.
Mother.
Yes.
God.
Protective facial masks are becoming a fashion statement across the nation during the coronavirus pandemic. But because it's Florida, one man is using python skin. Brian Wood, owner of All American Gator Products in Dania Beach, is creating decorative mask coverings from the skin of the Burmese python. The infamous invasive species wreaking havoc on native wildlife in the Florida Everglades. Quote, people are going to have to cover their faces, and unfortunately, the situation may last longer than we imagined, unquote, said Wood, owner of All American Gator Products. Quote, some people want to make a fashion statement even during this pandemic, so I want to give them options, unquote.
You can't breathe through Burmese python skin, can you?
No, you can't, but here's the good thing. The python skin itself doesn't provide protection, but his mask allows for a filter or a lining to be inserted and removed. He said he's in talks with suppliers of filters and is considering using cloth because surgical grade materials are scarce and in high demand by medical professionals. He said that some masks may come with filtration system like the N95 mask, which blocks very small airborne particles, and currently is advised for use only by medical professionals treating patients with COVID-19, the respiratory disease caused by the novel coronavirus. The python masks will be made with holes framed by black, silver, or gold metal rings, which will add a hint of luxury to the items,
Ooh,
he said.
Very nice. Very nice.
Fancy.
Maybe put some rhinestones on. I might get one to get some rhinestones on it.
They will probably be secured with a band with a Velcro closure and will come in different colors and finishes. A metal nose clamp will help ensure a good fit, Wood said.
Ouch.
His Facebook page prices are $90 for python or lizard and $120 for alligator, but they're reusable. You can put a new filter in it.
Yeah.
luxury. You got to pay for.
I got to look that up.
In line with recent guidance from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, more and more people are wearing masks in public settings. On social media, many people are making fashion statements with colorful handmade face coverings with original prints and even embroidery. YouTube, Facebook, and other social media are teeming with DIY videos on how to make cloth masks, allowing for some self-expression during the pandemic. Are you, do you have any of the custom made masks, or you just put the do-rag over the face when you go out to the store?
I haven't used either.
Really?
I don't go out, but I'm looking at them now. The new black alligator fashion mask in your choice of colors, $120. Now, this is...
They're fancy, aren't they?
They are fancy.
They look like kind of like Bane from Batman.
I know, right? These are pretty damn cool, actually.
Yeah, my daughter has made a whole bunch of them and donated some to hospitals and... has sold a few to some people, but she made me one out of Marvel material, so I got Spider-Man on mine.
Spider-Man?
Yep.
These are badass. That is too cool.
All right. Though state lands are now closed for public use as part of the social distancing campaign, python removal agents for the state are still at work, and Wood hopes to do brisk business with them if the masks take off. Wood, who also hunts alligators and used to supply luxury goods maker Hermes, said one 10-foot snake could potentially yield as many as 10 masks. People are telling me they want to buy 5, 12 of these masks, so I'll definitely be buying snakes from local hunters.
There you
People
go.
People are going to drop $90 a piece for a dozen masks.
Oh, that's a lot.
That's a grand.
I got to stick with the do-rag. The problem with the do-rag, if I put the do-rag on and I do it cowboy style, then I look like a bank robber. Like a, you know, just put it over your...
Anyway. Like a bandito?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say. Story number 5, our Cinco for our Spanish-speaking friends. This comes to us from thevillagenews.com. You got to love the villages. Florida man arrested for DUI after driving a golf cart on the highway.
We've had a similar story to this before.
We have. A Florida man was arrested after he was spotted driving a golf cart down U.S. Highway 27/441. Alfred Constant Matei?
Matthew.
Matthew?
Matthew. It's the French way of spelling Matthew.
Oh, okay. Age 52 of the villages was driving a green Yamaha golf cart in the wee hours Friday morning when he turned from U.S. Highway 27 onto Morse Boulevard before being pulled over in the roundabout at El Camino Real.
Because it's the Spanish pronunciation.
We got French, we got Spanish. How am I supposed to know? According to an arrest report, it's spelled R-E-A-L. That's real.
Yes.
According to an arrest report from the Sumner County Sheriff's Office, when a deputy asked for Matthew's driver's license, he instead offered his gate card. He claimed he was on his way home after working at the Lowe's, a home improvement.
Which isn't really open in the middle of the night.
No, but it appeared that he had been drinking.
The wee hours Friday morning. Yeah.
But it appeared he'd been drinking. Matthew initially refused to participate in field sobriety exercises and admitted he did not have a Florida driver's license. He claimed he had a New Jersey driver's license, but the deputy could not find record of that driver's license. 3 unopened 100 milliliter bottles of vodka were found in the golf cart's trunk area. He had 3 handles of vodka to bet.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Unopened. That was for when he got.
He provided breath samples that registered 0.339 and 0.334.
That's more than 4 times the legal limit. That's almost fucking dead.
Like,
.4 will put you in the hospital and probably kill you.
He was arrested on charges of driving under the influence and driving without a valid license. He was booked at the Sumner County Detention Center on $1,500 bond.
Wow.
Gave his gate card as his ID.
At least it wasn't his library card.
I mean, that would have been better because it would have at least had his name on it. Because those gate cards are just the little electronic things that have the RFID chip in it so that you can open the gate. They don't typically have something printed on them. Our final story tonight. Florida man tried to use a fake COVID-19 sign to avoid arrest. This one comes to us from WOWKTV.com. A wanted Florida man tried to keep officers away with a sign warning that he had tested positive for the coronavirus, according to the Putnam County Sheriff's Office. Quote, placing a fake COVID-19 sign on your door will not stop us from kicking it in when you have felony warrants for your arrest, unquote. The sheriff's office wrote in a news release. Nice try, buddy.
Yeah.
Joshua Prince, age 28, apparently scrawled, quote, COVID-19 infected since 4/8/20, unquote, in blue ink on a sheet of paper and used electrical tape to stick it to his front door.
I saw this video, somebody, I don't know where, on something on Facebook or somewhere. And it was a comedy thing, but it was, this guy was talking, you know, I want everybody to know, my family and everybody, you know, I got tested and, I tested positive for, I got the COVID and, I need y'all to take this seriously and think about it. He said, just hang on a second, baby. Let me finish talking. And goes on, and you know, y'all just need to take this seriously because this is real, y'all. I mean, this is a real deal. Just hang on a second, baby. A minute. What? She said, they didn't find COVID in your site. Says you were tested for cocaine on March the 19th. You dumb motherfucker. You didn't test positive for COVID. You got tested for cocaine on the 19th.
That's funny. There's a screenshot going around somewhere. Somebody that says test results, coronavirus negative, chlamydia positive, syphilis positive, HIV positive.
Hey, on the good news, I don't have the COVID. So, hey.
All right. That's good. Deputies and detectives donned protective gear to arrest Price Thursday at the Barden, Florida residence. Price was wanted on a felony charge of fleeing and eluding law enforcement and violation of probation warrants. Quote, the investigation revealed that the suspect created the fake sign as his idea to avoid arrest, unquote. The sheriff's office found no indication that Price had contracted COVID-19. Well, it wasn't a fake sign. It was a real sign with fake information on it.
Yeah. But nice try.
Yeah. I mean, that's, you got to do what you got to do when you're on
the land.
He'd
probably have been better off saying, you know, hey, I have a bomb in here. At least, you know, or.
Because then they.
At least it brought out more people.
Toss the tear gas in there and send the robot in.
I want one of those robots.
I mean, robots are cool. We're realizing at the new house, since the whole house is wood laminate flooring, we're going to have to get a Roomba.
Yeah, just don't put it on automatic if you got a cat.
We don't have a cat.
All right. Well, that's the show.
We do have a dog that tends to pee every once in a while.
Oh, yeah, okay.
But there is the Roomba that has the automatic mop in it, too. So
those
I think we might be doing that one.
Those are expensive.
Not if you get the knockoff.
Oh, okay.
Florida. But that's America's wing.
They prefer the Sunshine State.
Well, that's the show for this week, folks. Please subscribe to Florida Men wherever you're hearing us right now, or floridamenpodcast.com/subscribe.
And please rate us 5 stars or leave a review on Podchaser or Apple Podcasts. We'll read your review on the show, and it really helps us get found by new listeners.
We are at Florida Men Pod on all social media thingies. Our email is floridamenpodcast@gmail.com, and our voicemail is 567-432-9674. And we got an email this week from Stephanie.
One of our patrons.
Phil, with exclamation marks.
3 of them.
Pterodactyls. I know, 3. Pterodactyls are not birds. Did I claim they were?
Yes, you did.
Was I definitive in my...
No, I think it was just an aside. Something you said off the cuff.
They're dinosaurs. They're not birds. My husband just had a mild heart attack after hearing this. But nowadays, birds are technically leftover dinosaurs. Greetings from Germany, Stephanie.
And I've had this conversation with someone before, and so I did have to look it up. I don't want to be that guy, but technically, pterodactyls are not dinosaurs either.
Oh, really?
They are flying reptiles that lived at the same time as dinosaurs, but they are not considered dinosaurs.
All right, so all comments, Stephanie, need to be made towards Joel on that.
I did look it up on Wikipedia.
Oh, of course. That's by far the best place to go.
Well, they had the whole...
It looked official. Is that what you're
structure.
Saying?
Yeah. Well, yeah, there was lots. And I there was several pages. I actually spent way too much time researching this for this one sentence in her email. But so birds...
Were you trying to defend me, or are you trying, or what were you trying to go for here?
I just wanted to educate myself before I didn't make a correction and be wrong, because yes, birds are dinosaurs, because they are the last that they survived from.
Birds are dinosaurs.
Yes, birds are the are a
birds
subset
are birds are not well they're not dinosaurs. You don't go out, but hey, a dinosaur flew past the window. A freaking bird.
No, for genetically they are still in the same. It's not a class, but they are considered avian dinosaurs. So birds technically are reptiles, as are dinosaurs, and pterodactyls. They're all reptiles. However, only birds and dinosaurs are considered dinosaurs.
Okay. I appreciate everything you're saying, Joel. You know that the sad thing is I have zero recollection of anything me using the word pterodactyl in any sentence.
I think what you meant to say is they're the ones that fly. Because they look like pelicans.
They look what? Pterodactyls?
Yeah. They got that big long snout like a pelican.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. Well, I'm getting out of this. I'm not going to be in this debate. So
don't argue with me. Argue with Wikipedia. All right. If you want to support the show, you can send us something from our Amazon wish list, or you can drop something in our online tip jar at paypal.me/floridamen. Or to get early access and extended ad-free episodes and other cool stuff, you can subscribe at patreon.com/floridamen. And links to all three of those are in the show notes.
We'd like to thank our Patreon subscribers personally, and they are at the Jacksonville tier, Cassandra and Wally.
At the Tampa tier, Colin, David, Jason, Kat, Michael D, Michael M, One Foot in the Grave podcast, Patrick, Randy, Roxanne, and Julia.
At the Tallahassee tier, we have Allison, Koneth, Erica, Heather.
Woohoo!
JP, you can't do Wahoo.
Well, you're reading the name, so I did the Wahoo.
JP, June, Kurt, Matt, Matthew from Washington State, Nicole, Paradise After Dark Podcast, Sarah, Taya, Tony, and Stephanie.
And at the Daytona tier, Jessica, Katie, Kim, and Mia.
And at the Orlando tier, my good friends Steve and Danielle. And at the Miami tier, Wicked Spades, the Space Coasties, and Travis.
And this week, our Patreon bonus story is about a disagreement between police and a business owner about the definition of essential. And you can only hear it if you're one of our Patreon subscribers.
This program is provided for informational use only. No warranty or professional relationships implied, and no refunds will be granted.
Views expressed on this program are solely the opinions of Shadyside Media, LLC, and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and do not imply an endorsement by our sponsors, spouses, families, employers, each other, or the Florida Board of Tourism.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or retransmission without the express written consent of Major League Baseball is prohibited. All suspects should be considered innocent until proven guilty in a court of law.
This podcast was recorded at Southern Audio Production Studios in Fort Myers, Florida, and Sheltered in Place Studios in Bonita Springs, Florida, and mixed in a wrestling ring in my front yard.
And as always, we'll finish up tonight with the Ballad of the Florida Man. And Tracy, you can kiss my ass.
Florida man, might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man. He's got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. It's a mobile tiny house inside. He's Florida man, Florida man. He might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man, Florida man. A dumbass, but we love him. He's a Florida man.
The preceding podcast is copyright 2020 Shadyside Media, LLC. All rights reserved.